Okay, come on back. We have about 10 more minutes. I'm going to end on time tonight and scoot out of here pretty quickly. I'm thankful that our daughter is in town from New York, and so we're going to hang out. And so, come on back. I'll end on time for once. That's it. All right, here we go. I'll just keep rattling on. So, how was that for you? What was that? Any insights, reflections, comments, burning shares, as we used to say back in the S days? So, what? Comments? Yeah, okay, great. First you, then you, okay. Great.
We got on the topic of things you can do for to have more of a formal gratitude practice to bring it in your life on a daily basis. Couple of the ideas that came out for just to make a gratitude list. Mm-hmm. And you have an index card, stack index card by your nightstand, and in the morning or in the evening, just write down half a dozen things you're grateful for. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Kind of raises your awareness. And then if you're living with a partner, to develop the capability or the practice of doing semi-formal appreciations, occasionally through the day, and where you really connect with them, look them in the eye, say what you appreciate. You know, they did something or they, whatever it was, to do that expression as a form of gratitude.
That's great. Thank you. And you've done that, and do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Great. Please.
I just wanted to thank you for that exercise, because it's so easy to be consumed by the struggle and all of the darker emotions around what hurts us and makes us struggle. But the exercise was really powerful to positively link the struggle to the really positive aspects that our struggle and greatest challenges bring us.
Thank you very much for saying that. I knew what I would do tonight, and I was thinking about my wife before I came here. And as soon as I started thinking about some of the many things I'm grateful for, is like the Pacific Ocean, into which the occasional bowling ball of crud landed. You know, exactly. Thank you. Other questions, reflections, comments? Yeah, please. Oh, that's great. Thank you. I remember you talking about that. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody? Great. Also just maybe to stir the pot, the idea of being thankful for what you draw upon, resources, things that can help you deal with challenges, being thankful for that doesn't take away from the challenge, but it does draw attention to the resource that might be useful, et cetera, et cetera. And you don't have to comment about that.
Just a quick thought about this. A lot of times I'm sure all of us, I will slip into that mindset of I don't say bitching or complaining or, you know, going into the negative thing. And it's not like, this isn't about punishing ourselves, like, don't be positive, don't be negative. It's
right.
Rather holding, I have that, and I have a graceful choice to shift for a moment even. I can go back to that stuff, which may be really real, like my friends who lost their houses in the fire,
yeah,
for instance. But what is it? I can just feel grateful for a small thing and then notice what I feel physically in my body and in my emotions. And I just want to make that point. It's not a cognitive, intellectual thing, repeating mantras or positive thinking phrases, but rather, what do we feel in our bodies?
That's right.
From that? And if we really grasp what that somatic feeling is in us, then it's ultimately going to be more pleasurable and good for us to go there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a habit, a shifting habit. I don't know. But
oh, thank you, Vera. I think you nailed it. Appreciate that.
Thing.
Yeah. You can just feel it in your body, literally at the level of, what's it feel like to go, no, thank you, or yes, thank you. Like, what's that like? It's right there. Yeah. Thanks, great. Are there anybody else? Yeah.
I have a great example of watching my other community today. I volunteer at Wildcare. It's one of my other communities.
You're another Sangha.
Is that another Sangha? It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And today I was able to see that my faith in the person I was working with is about knowing she has the same consideration and love for the animals that I do, even though we don't have a personal connection, even though there are some difficulties in the interpersonal part that didn't escalate into anything because I was just taking care of animals. So the community was not dependent on this individual as a personality. It was only dependent on the care of the creatures and the creatures themselves. And It made me feel like I could deal with a lot of things. And I could see this double layer of what is the topic here? But the topic is taking care of the animals. Right? The topic wasn't to clarify every interpersonal misconnection, let's say.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really got that. It's great. Other people? Yeah, please.
I was going to make a reflection on kind of resources. So uh-huh. I just emigrated here, and I'm, you know, adjusting to a very new culture. And with the great opportunity comes missing friends and family.
Yeah.
And also adjusting, I've had to adjust my work quite a lot. So it made me think, kind of, I'm really, really grateful for something that I have actually quite a lot of cynicism for, which is like technology and social media. So I often kind of think about that as being quite disconnecting sometimes for people.
Yeah.
And it actually made me really grateful for because that's what keeps me connected to family and friends, and also what I can continue to do my job. So.
Thank you and welcome. Yeah. Maybe we'll just talk for a second, or just if I can be of any use to either of you about all that. Are you from the Southern Hemisphere?
Northern Hemisphere.
Northern Hemisphere. Really? That's interesting. Yeah. That's so cool. We'll talk more later, if you like. Anyway, but welcome. Glad you're here. Thank you, both of you.
Do we have time for one more?
Oh, right over there.
Sorry. I didn't share this with my partner, but I'd like to share it now.
Yeah, please.
I'm so grateful that we have this place to come to. And I want to thank you for your dedication and being here every week and being such a wonderful teacher.
Thank you.
Providing this space for
Amen.
Come on, Greg. Thank you. Wow, thank you. Wow, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I feel extremely thankful for you all and the large and that enable this occasion to be here. It gives me so much. So I'm very thankful for that. Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate what you said too. You know, it's funny, it's like an old school word sincerity. I kind of reflect on it a fair amount. Partly because my own background in some ways, I really like Borderlands, like where the sea meets the land, where the city meets the country, culture is colliding. There's so much about that. It's full of ferment, you know, modern, the meeting today of modern neuroscience and ancient contemplative wisdom, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that is true of my own background is this kind of intersection or collision between very contemporary California New Age human potential stuff, transformation stuff, with my really deeply Midwestern culture that runs right through the Badlands of North Dakota in my nature. And the combination of the two, something I've reflected on a lot, including valuing a lot of sort of seemingly old school virtues like sincerity and sincerity of practice and sincerity of application, sincerity of effort. And one thing that's been very important for me personally just to aspire to in my integrity for you all here is my own sincerity of effort, bringing it week after week, right? And I just think that's an important value. It's an important value in people I respect. I aspire to their example, their own sincerity of practice, of application. It's not about taking on a big burden. It's not burdensome. In fact, it really beautifully fuels us and feeds us to bring that quality of sincerity in our own practice, a wholeheartedness of practice. So, anyway, may we all do that. All right, how about we just sit for a minute, reflect, let it kind of reverberate, and then we'll wrap up. And to kind of complete the thought with clarity, I recognize and am inspired by your sincerity of practice. That's really the full circle I was trying to get at. It's like a circle of sincerity that feeds itself. Well, giving thanks. It's a happy path. See you next week, I hope.